As yet, we don't know when the elections are going to be, but I think they're somewhere around September, October. And our view as PUDEMO is that these are not elections. They're just mere selections, because people are going there on their so-called individual merit. This is now contrary to the UN AU Harare Declaration on universal freedom rights, that of association, assembly, and so forth. Nonetheless, even the constitution, which is flawed itself, says there shall be freedom of association, freedom of assembly. But it clearly states that the elections, whatever they call it in Swaziland, shall be under the Tinkundla system and shall not be representative.
Is PUDEMO calling on the international community to intervene in this instance, because you are describing the election as not totally representative of what the people you regularly would want their representative?
Yeah. You see, universal democracy is just common everywhere. There is no unique democracy everywhere. It is representative, and it is based on constituency, and PUDEMO is not therefore taking part in such elections. And indeed, our calls have been for that, and we are on a campaign right now to boycott the national elections, call for a true discussion, true dialogue towards a national constitution that is truly democratic. But we are calling for countries not to respect the outcomes of these national elections. We are aware that certain organizations will come in here to observe the elections. But definitely, we are, as PUDEMO, happy of what the Commonwealth said in 2003, 2008, that it is pointless saying what kind of elections, whether they were true or false, because no elections shall be free in the absence of political parties.
What efforts are you making to engage the government to hold a constructive dialogue to introduce more democratic tenets in Swaziland?
My friend, we are aware that we are dealing with an obstinate institution. They are not prepared to come for dialogue. But we will always call for that wherever we go, in South Africa, Southern Africa, wherever we go, whoever we meet in the international community, we say PUDEMO is ready for a national dialogue, for a true, peaceful, democratic Swaziland. However, we know as PUDEMO that no dictator will be ready to discuss dialogue his going out of power. That we are aware of. Hence, in some other countries, there has been violence. But we are saying violence is not the best way of transforming a country into a peaceful and democratic state.